Tulsa, Oklahoma is in the spotlight as the city reckons with its fraught racial history.
We're seeing an effort now to rebuild Black Wall Street, to support Black businesses coming back into that area.
Plus, celebrations mark Juneteenth, commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. It's Friday, June 19th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. Apple says it's reclosing nearly a dozen stores in states where coronavirus cases are rising, including North and South Carolina, Arizona, and Florida. Apple was among the first major U.S. retailers to close stores during the pandemic. This week, Texas, Arizona, and North Carolina all reported record daily virus-related hospitalizations, and Florida today reported its highest number of confirmed cases in a single day. The CEO of European online payments company Wirecard, Marcus Braun, has resigned amid an accounting scandal. Today, two banks said the company falsified letters saying they were holding more than $2 billion on Wirecard's behalf. The banks say they don't have the money and never did. Wirecard shares are down 75% in the past 2 days. And in a reversal, the U.S. Navy says it will not reinstate Brett Crozier, the former captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Crozier was relieved of command in April after writing and distributing a memo pleading for help with a coronavirus outbreak on his ship. A Navy investigation released today found Crozier, quote, didn't meet the standards of command as the virus spread and failed to consult with the full chain of command when asking for help. Coming up after the break, nearly a century after the Tulsa race massacre, the city is still reckoning with its past. Across the nation today, events are being held to protest racial injustice and mark the Juneteenth holiday. In New York, musicians performed at the Brooklyn Public Library, and crowds of people gathered in Washington Square Park to call for criminal justice reform. In Atlanta, thousands of people gathered for a festival. The city's Centennial Olympic Park reached capacity before noon, with hundreds more people lined up outside. And in Tulsa, Oklahoma, officials are preparing for an influx of as many as 100,000 protesters ahead of President Trump's campaign rally there tomorrow. The city, like many across the nation, has a fraught racial history. Nearly 100 years ago, it was the site of a race massacre, the details of which remained buried for decades. Our reporter Elizabeth Findell joins me now with more on what happened and how the city is still reckoning with it today. Elizabeth, Greenwood, which is just north of Tulsa's downtown, was once known as Black Wall Street, and it was a thriving Black business district prior to 1921. You spoke to historians, and before we get to the horror of what happened that year, tell us what Greenwood was like.
Right. It was after World War One. It was known nationally as an area of thriving Black businesses and really rising Black affluence. And you had a number of very successful businesses there. But then there was an incident in 1921 where a young Black man was accused of assaulting a white girl or something. It's not entirely clear. There are a lot of different stories about what actually happened, but essentially that sparked a confrontation down at the courthouse between some of the local men who were supporting at least his right to a trial and some of the white folks. And in response, mobs went and just destroyed the neighborhood, burned down all 35 blocks, and killed, historians now believe, about 300 people.
Elizabeth, this was a history that remained hidden for a long time, even for people who live in the area. How did that happen?
Yeah, it's true. It just wasn't talked about. Even people who were born and raised in Tulsa had no idea this had happened. And the project director for this new commission that's working on the history said that the Black community didn't want to talk about it because it had been so awful and they were afraid that it could happen again. And, you know, in the white community, it was just such a black eye and, you know, such an ugly thing that had happened in the city that they didn't want to acknowledge it. So it wasn't until about the 90s and early 2000s that there was a push to find out what had really happened. When it was referred to at all, it was called a riot, which was disingenuous, but prevented insurance companies from having to pay for any of the destroyed buildings. So then in the 90s and the 2000s, there was an effort to go back and go through all of the historical record from the time, talk to people who were still living, who remembered what had happened, and there was a report that was released on the history.
We're talking about this when the nation as a whole is really facing a reckoning with its own fraught history on race relations. How are people living in Tulsa grappling with their fraught history right now? What is it like there today?
You know, I think there's been a much greater push to recognize and sort of make what happened in Greenwood part of the fabric of the city. Not just that a terrible thing happened there, but that there used to be great success there. And we're seeing an effort now to rebuild Black Wall Street, to support Black businesses coming back into that area. And Black businesses have rebuilt there once already for a time after the massacre. They actually, many of them were able to sort of rebuild, but then various highway projects and things in the 1950s and 1960s again took away a lot of that land. So there's a new effort now to bring it back and make it part of a historic recognition effort.
Of course, now Tulsa is also in the national spotlight. President Trump is holding a rally there tomorrow. There were some protests planned today. The rally was originally scheduled for today. How is the community in and around Tulsa feeling about the president coming there and all of the attention that the city is now receiving?
Right. I think there are mixed feelings. You know, obviously, there are both Republicans and Democrats who live in Tulsa, so a lot of supporters of the president. But I think there's been a lot of health concerns, as has been reported. Local officials are concerned about the virus spreading. And as far as the recognition of Greenwood, it has really shone a spotlight on the history, particularly happening so close to Juneteenth. But I think the folks who are involved in the preservation and resurgence of Greenwood think that it's not a terrible thing to shine a spotlight on it and that they're getting some attention.
Right. And next year will mark 100 years since the massacre in Greenwood. What did you hear from people about efforts to commemorate what was for so long not acknowledged?
Yes, there are a lot of things that are the work of this 1921 commission, which was formed by state lawmakers, and they have sort of rolling historical initiatives. But one of the big ones is that there is a new history center that's under construction that they are hoping to have finished by the June 1st anniversary next year.
Wall Street Journal reporter Elizabeth Findell. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that's what's news for this Friday afternoon. Our hosts are Mark Stewart and me, Anne-Marie Fertoli. The show was produced this week with help from Nora Eckert, Mark Garrison, Kateri Yoakum, Amanda Llewellyn, Sam Westren, and Chris Sinsley. We'll be back on Monday morning. Thanks for listening.